Sister, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on the program. Governor Rick Snyder's proposal for the 2012 budget would end the earned income tax credit, which would affect more than 700,000 families and individuals, 14,000 of whom's children could be pushed into poverty. The Catholic Coalition wants to preserve the EITC. They believe that the proposal to eliminate this would be immoral. That's pretty strong language, sister.
It is strong language, Tony, but it's exactly what the coalition is standing for. Yesterday there was a press conference in Lansing and sponsored by this group, and Bishop Thomas Gummelton from Detroit spoke. I was also one of the speakers. Bishop Gummelton expressed outrage over what he called an immoral budget proposal. And the reason he's calling it that is because if accepted as proposed, it would hurt the poor while further enriching the wealthy, particularly those in corporations. And he said that Catholics, in fact, all Christians, should be outraged by this budget proposal, and we should be standing up and fighting against it.
Well, when we talk about this Catholic coalition, which is has involved the efforts of many, and you talk about the budget deficit of more of almost $2 billion, the governor has talked about how everyone is going to have to share in the pain of reducing this budget deficit, including the poor. He believes that the rich are the people who are wealthy are also going to share in this, but you disagree with that.
Oh, I don't disagree. First of all, I don't disagree that the deficit must be reduced. Absolutely, that's true. But when the poor are already suffering, we can't take away the little bit they get back through the work that they have done, but has been, you know, taken out as taxes. So when we talk about everyone having to share the suffering, the problem is that the poor share disproportionately.
Well, I have heard people propose that although we all want to help the poor, when you have budget deficits, you can't let the community suffer. The local governments, the state governments have to do what they need to do to balance their budgets, and others are going to have to step up to compensate for the losses that these groups, these organizations, these people have received from government.
Tony, the amount that would be taken away from the poor if this an earned income tax credit is eliminated would be fairly comparable to the tax cut that would be given to corporations. So what, you know, the immorality of it is that it's the disproportion. Yes, we have to eliminate the deficit, but it can't be taken away from the poor to give to the rich. That just doesn't fly. One of the teachings of the Catholic Church in its social justice documents, it's a very strong one, uses the phrase preferential option for the poor. Now, that may sound strange to some people because it sounds like, oh, well, you know, are we saying that Jesus, that God, that the Catholic Church has a bias toward the poor? And indeed, that is the reality. That is what that phrase is saying. And it's saying it because we're talking about a people that do not have the power. They do not have the lobbies. of, you know, that other parts of our population have, so that they are not as able to fight for themselves. And they need the rest of us to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not right. So, that's what we're doing.
Oh, you had your press conference yesterday. What are your plans to continue your efforts with this story?
Well, the group has fairly recently come together, and yesterday the leaders in the group were talking about trying to reach more grassroots people. So that's what I think is going to be happening. And, of course, we don't know how much time we have. You know, if this budget gets passed within the next couple of weeks, then our time is short, very short. If it, you know, if we have a month, then we're going to be able to reach more people. And if we have three or four months, then I think the movement will be much stronger. We're hoping to reach a lot of people, and I appreciate your radio station, you know, bringing me on to get the message out.